Hi everyone. Nice to see you all. Want to see the view? I'll show you my view. Nice, isn't it? I know.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's rare that the skies are so blue here in this country, right, Jan Marie? Anyway, welcome everyone. Sorry for those of you who turned up last week and I was having my plumbing sewage issues. All fixed. We know the ropes. So is anybody new? I'm not sure, but are you? Hi, Esmeralda. Welcome. Well, we're just going to share a meditation for a bit and then a little break and share a conversation. I think you never know, but so yeah, be comfortable and so nice that we're together. And really, that's all that matters. That's what we're sharing. The fact of being together and not doing anything at all together. Just being here and maybe closing your eyes once you've clocked everybody's friendly face. And yeah, and settling in. As comfortably as possible. Letting your bodies really be here with you, so to speak. I mean, that doesn't sound quite rational, but you really listen to your body as you settle in what feels right for your body. Your legs, your arms, your back. Does it need to lean against something or saying hello to your body? As much as any other aspect of your experience, every part of you is welcome here. We can cut ourselves up into compartments out there in our daily lives. But maybe when we gather, we can gather our fragments, our different parts. We don't actually have to put things back together, but we can say, oh, everybody's welcome here. The body, the mind, and all its expressions, the feelings. And you don't have to itemize, you don't have to call for attendance. It's just a given that everyone, everything, every part of your experience is welcome, including those parts that are not on the radar. And they don't need to be if they don't want to be, or if they can't be, or I don't know. But maybe the invitation, such a welcoming invitation, will gradually allow more of your experience to come online, especially with the body, with the feelings. And whatever it is that is being felt Moment by moment, that's it. Nothing else needs to happen. It's a non-activity meditation, which is a little bit counter conditioning, we're very much used to activity, doing something, thinking, avoiding or comparing or distracting, projecting into the future. And that's very natural. That is part of being a human being. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I guess when we come to meditation, we come as human beings who need a pause, who need to pause, who need a drink at the source, or a shower, or a spa treatment at the source. In the source. We need to be welcomed in a place that doesn't want or demand or need anything. It's just an openness, the place of meditation. Unconditional openness. A bath, it's like a bath that has no borders, and its waters take everything within it, within them, the waters. It's plural. Plural but singular. But you don't have to stop doing. If there is doing, thinking, don't know, whatever it is that you might be doing, you don't have to stop doing anything. You don't have to do or not do. It's a very sort of an impossible place, because a place that does will want to stop doing. The place that isn't doing will wonder, well, am I doing the not doing, and etc. And the mind gets really tangled up. So then that, so be it, doesn't matter. The mind can tangle and disentangle, be confused, and then maybe relax, because it gets tiring to try and understand. And it's not because we're not actively engaged with our experience that life isn't moving still. Life is moving. Life is, by definition, moving. So the body is very much alive, your body right this moment. It's moving, it's doing something very naturally, organically. So that's not the doing that we are talking about. The body life that is happening, it's effortless. It's just what bodies do, and the only difference in meditation is that the intention is to allow this body, these sensations, these feelings, to ripple and unfold and sing their song. Without interfering so much. Or rather, perhaps there is interfering, but that interfering soon is seen or felt as part of this movement. And it sort of reconnects with life. So if you do experience a resistance, a desire to do something, an agitation that wants things to be different, a sense that things should be otherwise. Maybe welcome or try to feel that place. It's going to be a sensation in itself. And then just say hello, welcome. You are part of the great movement of life. And I don't need to think about what you are, what you want, or all I need to do, if that's a doing, is say hello. But even the hello saying is not a doing because it's just the nature of reality that it welcomes all things at every moment. So we're having a bath in a hello. It's a bath of hello. And just letting my words dissolve in this hello, which itself is silent, it's pure silence. There's no rush in this bath. So if your body, your body minds, your sense of yourself, if you feel the residues of your human life in this moment and in all its expressions, the tiredness, the tension. The emotional difficulty. There's no rush for that to dissolve or to relax. Why should there be this tired body mind of yours, of mine, of ours? We've brought it to meditation. Let it have the time to be touched by the waters of meditation. Letting your body in its own time recognize that it's surrounded with friendliness and support. And it might take more time, sometimes less time, this animal body to rejoin its natural habitat, which is this life, this water, really, the totality. Maybe we can cooperate a little bit in a sense by offering the bodily sensations to the sense of tactile friendliness all around. We can, for example, take a tension in the shoulders or a contraction in the abdomen or a sense of holding somewhere in the body. We could take it with our tactile sense and place it in the water, saying, look, you can relax. You're held in these waters. But without the expectation that things will be changed miraculously, sometimes perhaps yes, but not just listening. Sometimes attending to something very specific in your experience and placing that in the water. And sometimes just in a way listening to the listening. Listening without any focus. In the way that the waters themselves listen. Listening to listening. And you can say maybe another possibility is to feel your body in all its different parts, with all its different places. Feeling that all these parts and places are coming together, sort of remembering one another. Everything coming towards everything in your experience. Because every experience shares the same reality, the same source. So you can feel that, the coming together of you, with you. So that the place of contraction and pain in your body comes towards the place of transparency. An openness in your body. And the place of relaxation and openness in your body comes towards the place of contraction. And somehow there's a, I don't know, an equalizing. A recognition. And the breath, the coming and the going of the breath. Really helps somehow with this. With this remembering of the body to its natural habitat, which is life, the waters of meditation, the totality. Something about the in-breath and the out-breath, which we take for granted and have all sorts of scientific knowledge about. But if we, in meditation, if we know nothing about this coming and going, how does it feel, this breath, this in-breath? And how it permeates the body. And how does it feel, this out-breath, this exhale? And where does it go? And now the next in-breath. And can you allow yourselves to be ourselves? Can we allow ourselves to be initiated by the breath rather than initiate the breath? What is the in-breath whispering as she permeates the body, permeates your experience? Maybe it's not a word, but you know what I mean. What is being expressed? And what is being expressed when the breath slides back towards where? This tide of breathing. Long, smooth. You can, in a prayerful way, you can lengthen the breath. Without pushing or pulling, nevertheless, you can lengthen the breath as if you were cooperating with this blessing that the breath is. Long, smooth, even in breath, out breath. And the pause at the top of the in-breath. What does it say? What is it whispering? What is it, what is it pointing to? Long, smooth exhale, the pause at the bottom. Very different. Listening with your tactile sense, not so much with your thinking, and just discovering Each one of us, we are on our own singular exploration. Staying with what is moment by moment, what the breath unfolds. Letting the layers of the body surface with the breath's help. Suffering and the sense of discomfort or anxiety or physical pain. It's not a mistake. You don't have to move away from that. At the same time, listening with our tactile sense and with the breath might reveal something, a movement. A letting go, a small shift. A deeper breath, a sigh, a sound, a movement. It's all good. There's no right or wrong. Absolutely no right or wrong. There's no. Yeah, it's a co-creation at every moment. So there's no way you could go wrong here. You're just having a swim in the hello. In the vast, invisible silence that is a hello, unconditional hello. Make sure you are allowed to dive into the water and submerge your head, your face, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your ears, your neck, your whole head. You can actually breathe under the water, so no worries about that. Just letting your head, maybe you can move your head a little bit, as you would if you were submerged in friendly waters, and finally your head is supported. And you can let it be supported by the water. And in a way, you can feel that you don't have to live inside this head. For a moment here, you can just let the head be a sort of bank of fish swimming in the waters, not a head anymore, just sensations swimming. Floating, whatever. No, floating fish would be dead fish, so that they're not dead. The head is not dead at all. But maybe there's a part of the head or a sensation that would like to float, like your eyeballs. My eyeballs would love to float. Sensation of the eyeballs floating, resting. My brain would like to float. Or would it like to sink straight down to the bottom? I don't know. Could go either way. What about yours? Just allowing. Different parts of your face, of your head, your tongue, your teeth. Your gum. I don't live in my head right this moment. I don't really need my head. And so I can let my head, my face, my neck. But also the rest of my body. I don't need to live in my body right now. My torso, my arms, my pelvis, my thighs, my hips and knees, my lower legs, my feet, my hands, my whole body. I don't live inside you for the meditation. For the duration of meditation, my dear body, so you can just swim and float and sink and spread and dissolve and do whatever in this borderless bath. And maybe I, you, the I that is you, the you that is I, can feel myself as this borderlessness. While my body swims away. And if there's a contraction that persists, that to say, no, you live here, right here, you are me. If there's a feeling, a localization that is here in your heart, in your belly, and I'm sure there is. Just I don't know, just explore. It's like, oh, hello. Yeah, I'm not going to disown you too quickly. Don't worry. You are me. I am you. But at the same time, look, you've got this beautiful water to swim in. And I can relax as this borderlessness. That doesn't mean we disown one another. It's messy business being human. That's just the nature of it. And you might feel your messiness in these meditations, the sort of tangle of feelings and thoughts and confusion. And so you just put it in the water. You put your water, your personal water, in the impersonal water. You. It's okay. It's your way of expressing your love. You offer yourself with your mess and your tangles and your imperfection. They're just exactly right. I think to finish the meditation, I'm going to play a piece of music. Just see, just stay, just receive the music in the waters. Don't do anything at all. Shall we take a little break and maybe come back in f 10 minutes? 10 minutes at half past. See you in a bit. Thank you.